Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who've so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned up
the danger that lie in their path, but they
heed not the mercy and to kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, your heart will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Well, he warned off the dangers that lie in their path, but they not in mercy and to kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those that so carelessly forgotten their God. And those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He warned of the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy, and they kindle God's wrath. Now the reason what kindles God's wrath. These people don't know the day and hour they're living in. Their conversation is not about the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's what kindles his wrath. They're out of touch with reality. And we're trying to stay in touch, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about things that are current. Current coming of the Lord. Oh, no man knows the day or the hour. Yeah, that's what they throw at you. This is the evening time. It's later than living. The bride is preparing now for the Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by night. Eden hath an ear to hear. The evening time is here. the God of this evil age, has blinded the mind today of people who walk their own way, according to God's own word, denying the things he's done, ascending his only son, accepting the creed of man, rejecting the word of God. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now, the combine I hear. Eden hath an ear to hear, the evening time is near. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God. For this is the evening time, this is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by night here. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God. For this is the evening time, this is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for the Lord to meet. All things are ready now, the combine I hear. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. That sound is spot on. Darkness. Darkness throughout the land. Sometimes you can't even find your footing. This world just can't understand. See, nobody talks about it. A prophet has walked his land, you know, back in the 60s. It was a prophet here. Mm-hmm. Prophet of God, Malachi 4. A prophet has walked his land, proclaiming the way to God. He was that Isaiah that the Bible Revelation talks about. I count on thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. That's that ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. That counts that the Lord by his spirit left us with. Behold my word, you're alive in their spirit. That's what you and I heard. We heard that. We heard that voice, that we were drawn to it. And when we heard it, we were like, we dropped everything like a hot potato, and we followed that voice.
That's why it says, if you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave.
Accepting the word of God. That's mm-hmm. what it, that's the word for this hour. The church here to lead us. Everything is just trash. Everything is just entertainment and diversion. You know, mm-hmm. divert you away from the things that really do matter. That the things that they talk about, they preach about nowadays, it's not worth listening. It's just entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about things that really matter. The hour we're living in. We hear about the war. We see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children's eyes. Trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking. There's no safe place to stand. And the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound. A sound of a city that jumps are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, "Son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here, seeing the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoing in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, "Son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here seeing the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoing in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that jumps up coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Or a different sound."
Yeah, my dad used to preach way back, oh, that was 50. I was about going to Sunday school, I guess, when I was 15, 16, up in that area, 20. My dad used to say in Sunday school, you know, the coming of the Lord is nigh at hand. And I'm talking about that. Well, now it's 50 years later, it's still, he picked it up from the spirit world. He picked something up out there. And that's why we're talking about it, because now we're a lot closer now than then. Now it's, now the spirit speaketh expressly, you know. If you only hear, if you only tune your ears, because if you're not, if you're not taken up with the spirit of the age, you know, the spirit of the age is from the devil, and it'll never tell you that about the coming of the Lord. And we're in touch with reality. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed his heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By the word, it's almost time. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed his heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By his word, it's almost time. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed his heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind.
By his word, it's almost time.
That's the hour we're living in. Nobody wants to hear it. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about these things because we're in touch with reality. Mm-hmm. You know, we know the hour we're living in. And that's why we keep talking about this. If you're sensitive to the Spirit, if you're really allowed the Word of God, the Word has been a lamp unto our feet and a light to our pathway. That's what that Word has always been there for us. And we're just continuing on. We're just living by the Word, whether people like it or not. I want to read something here. I guess they asked them, what's in Acts chapter 1? I'll start in verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, see, you got to see the word in here. We kind of a little bit between the lines. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father had put in his own power. And here the other translation, it says a little different. So when they had gathered together, they began to ask him, Lord, is this the time when you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? Well, if they asked him today, he wouldn't be wording it like that. And he told them, you are not permitted to know the times or periods that the Father has set up by his own authority. If he asked that today, he wouldn't say it's not for you to know, because mm-hmm. back then, the reason he said it, worded like such, because you don't need to entertain yourself with the restoring of Israel, because it's not going to happen. And you got another, you're living in another time frame, mm-hmm. where this coming of the Lord is 2,000 years, this restoring of Israel is 2,000 years off. So what's the point of talking about something that has no value? Like these dumpers out there preaching about things that have that have come out completely out of season. But if you read between the lines, he didn't say it's not for us to know. He just said it's not for them to know back in their time. On German, it's a little different. Die aber zusammengekommen waren, fragten ihn und sprachen, Herr, willst du auf dieser Zeit wieder aufrichten das Reich Israel? Like I say today, he would say, this is the time when he's, if you open your eyes and you listen to the news, you can see that's the restoring of Israelism, mm-hmm. with all that's going on over there. And they're fighting a war, seven fronts, and they're winning. It's a miracle war, really. Er aber sprach zu ihnen, es gebiere dich nicht zu dieser Zeit oder Stunde, weil der Vater seine Macht vorbehalten hat. See, he didn't tell them that's not going to happen. Just tell them it's not for you to know. And then here in German, he brings it down to the Zeit oder Stunde, to the hour and the season and the hour. He's bringing it down here in the German. Because it's as he's vielleicht nicht zu wissen, die Zeit oder Stunde, like you and I, we can pretty well, the restoring of Israel, we're talking about the restoring of Israel, and you and I, if you open your eyes, you can see what's going on over there. You can see the wars and the rumors of war, and how Israel is taking her land back because the restoration of Israel, by the time this is over and done with, and the fighting will stop, and the bullets will stop flying, and they're going to build their temple. They're going to have their land because the Bible says so. But we just want to kind of stop a little bit today and talk about the things that are current, that are right before us. That's why, like my dad, way back then, he was already picking things up in the spirit to God. He was the best of us in that system, I'm sure. Me and I, he didn't agree because I was of a different... I was living in a different generation. I'm living in that generation, and he was not living in the generation that we're living now. He's not going to see the coming of the Lord because he died 20 years ago. But mm-hmm. see, you and I, we're living right in that time frame where the Lord, these scriptures here that we just read,
They are for us. They're for our time and season. If you go back to the time when Jesus came the first time, everybody knew that we're living in the season, because back down by the river, John heard a voice. Come out of heaven. This is my beloved son, and whom I'm pleased to dwell in. And then there was when John saw him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." The whole atmosphere, the whole land of Israel, everybody kind of knew. But when you there again, you got to go back and see what the conversation was with everybody. Come see, is this not him? Everybody was looking for the Messiah. Wherever there were some people that were a little bit spiritually minded, come and see. Like you were saying the other day about when Andrew or somebody went to talk, come see, is this not him? Is this not the Messiah? Is this not him who the prophet spoke about? And then the woman at the well, she went into town and she told the people in the town people, come and see, is this not him that we're waiting for? And if you go back and you face reality, you know, like people just read things. But see, you and I, we observe things, we digest things, we dissect it, that's the word, and we see what's really what's going on in the land of Israel back in them days. But today, you can't convince nobody about the coming of the Lord, because Satan has made everything so dark. The darkness has set in, you know, cross darkness to people, and you can't even talk to them about the coming of the Lord. When you do, and people get turned off, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
See, I had a different, I thought to talk about something else today, but this morning when I got up, I couldn't get away from this scripture. Will you at that time once again restore Israel? Well, that's what's going on right now. If you open your eye and you open your ears, you can see this war in Israel, and Trump is involved, and he's trying to do his 25 cents worth in there, and he wants peace all around the world, and he's messing with God's plan. I get worked up when he gets involved with what's going on in Israel. He's trying to tell them what they did need to do and what they don't need to do. It's none of his business. He needs to get away from there. And I get worked up over it when he gets involved in things that are not his business. And,
when the Lord first saved me back in 2000, around that, and the first thing that I picked up in the spirit is the coming of the Lord. Because I remember I was practically up all night wondering how all this will transfold, like to be prepared when the rapture comes. You know, that was something that I picked up, and that was in my time, in my time, that this is going to happen, because that's what I picked up in the spirit, the coming of the Lord. And that's relevant to our day and hour. Like back in the days of the disciples 2000 years ago, it was not relevant for their day of hour. Today, in their day and hour, the relevance was the Messiah. Jesus came. And the Messiah came, and then that's what they needed to. That's what that's what was in the spirit world. In this day and hour, it is the coming of the Lord, and the whole universe, the atmospheres, has been charged up with that coming of the Lord. And when you will go through the scripture, you will. See, in Noah's days, that was the message that was in Noah's hour, is the flood. And people who would have picked it up, they would have been saved, and they would have been able to receive it and perceive it and go in the ark, and they would have been saved. Yeah, and that's how it is in this day and hour, is that the prophet came so... guide us to the right direction, so when that day comes, we will have an escape out of this world that we're living in, because destruction is coming, and you can see it in the Word of God. Just like Noah preached, there's a flood coming, but people didn't believe him, but it did come. So that's the way it is in the Scripture now, is the coming of the Lord, and there is the day of the Lord. The wrath of God is going to be poured out on wicked mankind. And these things are written in the Scripture for our admonition, that these things have come to pass that have been prophesied. Like Jeremiah's message, it came to pass. Yeah. They went into exile. They went into Babylon, and they had to serve in Babylon for 70 years. The words of Jeremiah came to pass. And then you see how Nehemiah was, there was 70 weeks prophesied, the 70th week of Daniel. And then you can see how God started counting. The countdown was starting to, and if they would have picked it up in the spirit, they would have realized the day of their visitation when Jesus came. Because that's what God has done. He has things in His Word to guide us and to lead us. And if you can pick it up, then you will have a safe place to, a place of safety when that time does come. And that's why, like, God sent a prophet, and then He sent Brother Jackson, and all these is to prepare for the coming of the Lord so that we can be prepared.
Amen to that. Heavenly Father, we just want to step for a moment at a time, Lord, look into Your Word to see what You're going to have for us, Lord. We just pray You'll just continue to do with us as You see fit, because in these closing days of time, Lord, we need a compass. We need to stay on track, Lord, and we need to talk about things that has eternal value, and because the world around about us is such a deceptive time that we need to look to Your Word. We need to stop and evaluate and examine things through via the Scriptures, Lord. So we just pray to continue to do it as You see fit. Take what You're saying, Lord, anoint it, inspire it, and open the hearts of the people, Lord, and let them know the day and hour that we're now living in. Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Like we're saying here in that song, it's bringing the wrath of God on the nation, because the people don't know the day and the hour that they're living in. Back in the days when Jesus was here, He wept. He wept over Jerusalem because of this very thing here. He warned of the danger that lie in their path. But they heed not His warning, but they kindle His wrath. It's what's kindling the wrath of God, is people are not interested to know the day and hour we're living in. I can hear the preacher saying, and it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that'll be the last. This is the last generation. And people are so callous. They absolutely don't know. The conversation out there and the religious world is not about the things that concern us, that are timely. The thing that concern us is the coming of the Lord. It's been our conversation ever since the Lord spoke to me, woke me up, saying, I'm coming in your generation. And here, these songs that we sing, there's come a generation, I can hear the preacher saying, there's coming a generation that'll be the last. Is this the last generation? They're still going on over on into the millennium, where there'll be more generations. But we're talking about the day and hour that we're now living in, where Satan has been given 6,000 years, 6 days, to run the planet. He's the prince of this world, like Jesus said. The prince of this world is cast out, and we're coming right down to the closing days of His reign here on earth. Somehow He made it. There was a deal going on between Satan and God, just the same way it was back in the days of Job, and Job had the conversation he had with Job, and Satan was involved there. Oh, come on, you're taking care of him. But God told Satan, well, I'll go for it. You see what you can do. And it's the same thing here. God had somehow given Satan 6,000 years to rule this planet. And now we're running to the end of Satan's 6,000 years of reign. And it's like exactly what the Bible says. It's a very exciting time to be living in, if you have yourself lined up with the hour that we're now living in.
See, this is what brings God's wrath, because people do not know that in our day that they're living in. They don't know. Back in the days, like I say, back in the days when Jesus was there, he wept over Jerusalem. Here he's coming, and he's trying his level best to bring people to the knowledge of the truth. And here they reject him, and they crucified him, and he wept over Jerusalem because they did not recognize who he was. They did not recognize the day and hour he was living in. It's the same thing as it was in the days of Noah. I mean, Noah preached for 100 years, and they just made fun of him. And the same thing is today. They're making fun of us every chance they get. Every time they see us, they think they got a license to smirk and to make fun of us. And, oh, there's them two fools again, talking about the coming of the Lord and things like that. Well, see, that doesn't bother us because we're made out of steel in that area. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And it doesn't bother us what people say, do, or think, because what it does actually, it gives us a pedal to the metal. You know, it's just somebody like when you put the car pedal to the metal, you know, and it goes a lot faster. That's what they do when we hear that mock and all that stuff. It just gives us more fuel. That's what it does.
That's right, because there's so many things in the scripture that you can back yourself up with. In the hour of time we're living in, what is relevant for your day and hour? When you will go to the 1900s, when those to begin with, you have to go to like Luke. It says, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And that's what happened when Israel was taken into captivity. There was and dispersed in Luke 21. And you can see that they had been dispersed for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to the 1900s, when there are Jewish rabbis, the Zionist movement went out to call the Jewish people back to their homeland. And then when they refused to do it, like some did go, but the majority of them refused, and then they were caught between the Holocaust there, and there were 6 million Jews that lost their lives in that Holocaust. See, that was all God starting to get the momentum going for restoring Israel and the nation of Israel, because when you go to the 1917. That was when they were actually classified as there was a country called Israel that the Jewish people can go back to. Mm-hmm. See, that was all starting the preparation. And when the war came and they rejected what the rabbis were sounding, those trumpets for them to go back to the homeland, and that was all starting to take place in the Seventh Church Age, the churches of Laodicea. And then you come to 1948. When they became a nation. You come to 1967 at the Miracle War.
Mm-hmm.
There when they, God was in it, a 6-day war, and they achieved so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to the Yom Kippur War in 73, and that was a gradual process.
Mm-hmm.
For a century now it's been going on. And you can just look at the signs, because in it all, when all this has taken place now, that scripture actually in Luke was being fulfilled, because all throughout those years, there was not the Jewish flag that was hanging in Jerusalem. It was all kinds of different countries that had conquered Jerusalem throughout the period where Israel was in dispersion. And that was a time now in 1948, I believe, but that, I think that was in 1967 when they actually won over Jerusalem from the Jordanians.
Yeah, that's when they had the flag.
That's right.
67, never to be taken down again. And it's, the momentum is moving ahead, like you say. It started in the 1900s when
The Herschel and all these people, they went down and told everybody, it's time to go back to the homeland. And we've been seeing it over and over again. When they rejected that call, just like the people today, they're rejecting us. Mm-hmm. And then, like, just like it was back then. And then their day of the Lord came too. But when they refused to go back to the homeland, like, there was even a feast there in the 1900s. One of the feasts that they were supposed to observe was the Feast of the Trumpets. They were supposed to go back to the homeland, but see, they rejected it, just like people are rejecting it today. They're not listening. And God lay out the head of it because they rejected it. There came that Holocaust. They lost 6 million of the Jews were slaughtered and butchered and killed. And when that Second World War was over, that Jew had only one ambition, that was to go back to the homeland. That's what the 6 million, that's what that Holocaust was all about, to get them to move, get a move on. And here, ahead of it, is another Holocaust, the day of the Lord is coming up the road, and it's going to be a lot worse than that Holocaust was, because people reject the truth. Like it says, it's bringing on God's wrath because people, they don't know the day and hour we're living in. They think when they go out there and make fun of us, they're doing themselves a service, but the only one that's happy about that is the devil, because he's got them blinded. But we're just doing our job. The Lord started working on us to prepare us for this day and this hour. When I was 6 years old, the Lord, I heard the Lord say, he let me know there's a God in heaven. And then as time went on, I would read the scripts. I would go into my cupboard and read the Bible for some reason. I didn't understand what I was reading, but I was drawn like a magnet to read Ezekiel and Daniel and these Revelation and these different things. I didn't understand the thing I'm saying, I'm reading. But just when I came to the ministry of Brother Branham, the understanding started opening up, and I began to understand the hour we're living in, the church ages, and what God is doing in Israel. And all of a sudden, now here we are. Then he brings you on board, and here we are. We got this website up and running. It goes on all 7 continents. It even goes down to the Antarctica. It's everywhere around the world where we're telling these telling this here truth. This is the only thing, you and I are the only two people that know the day and hour we're living in. We can bring it right down to the day. And you said earlier about when the fullness of the Gentiles, they come in, then he's going back to the Jews. And that October the 15th, 2021, that was the cutoff for the Gentile. That's when that time came, and then he started going to go. He went right back to the Jews for 7 years, right? October the 15th, 2021. We got it exactly right. We are those people where Jesus told that the disciples back then, it's not for you to know. Well, if he was asked that same question today, he would say, Samuel and Laurent didn't know the hour that they're living in because I gave it to them. He gave us that scripture, the midnight cry. And once you got the midnight cry, you could piece everything together yourself because it's mapped out in the book of Revelation. And that's been our song and dance ever since the Lord put us together to make out, put it on this website and let it go around the world. If people take it, fine. If they don't, it doesn't bother us. We're just doing our job. And at the end of the day, it's each for its own. If you could accept it, you could be part of that millennial reign. You can do yourself a favor, just believe it. You don't have to go through what we had to go through because the Lord has a job for us to do, and he had to drag us through all that stuff so we can expose the unfruitful works of darkness, so we can tell people the day and hour we're living in. The only reason we found it, because we were soft before the Lord, and we allowed him to teach and to lead and guide to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then to the ministry of Brother Jackson. And then when I look back, I look back many times and take inventory of our life, how the Lord has led our life. Of course we were not this perfect human being, and in all the Lord took our lives and he led us to the ministry of Brother Ben, then to the ministry of Brother Jack, then, like I was saying the other day, then we were all being tested and he found you and I faithful to do what? To continue with the program and to deliver that need in due season. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here now on a daily basis, because that's the only job description we have. To expose the unfruitful works of darkness, and to tell a world that's laying in darkness where we are in time. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're spot on according to the scripture. It's going to happen exactly the way we say October the 15th. Then you add 7 years from there, and then you have that angel come down, and he just throws Satan. Satan's days are numbered. Like he's given 6,000 years, and we, through the ministry of Brother Jackson, we found out exactly where we are in time, 2,400 and a half, if the calendar is right, he said. But see, you and I, we found out where the calendar is out 17 years. So if you take out 17 years from 2,400 and a half, you come to exactly October 15, 2021. The things that we say, they're 100% accurate because we beckon them up with the Word of God. It's not just something we didn't just show up here and have some kind of a pipe dream. We beckon everything up with the Scripture because over the years the Lord has allowed me to fall into this charismatic stuff. So, and when I came out of it, I knew one thing. I got to stay with what the Word of God says. I can't listen to these delusions and these charismatic movements out there. And then we decided we just put our faces of flint towards the Word of God. That's what's been leading and guiding us to the day and hour that we're now living in.
Mm-hmm. And like you, when you will go back to the Jewish people, when Nehemiah went out to build up the walls around Jerusalem, like there was such opposition going on. Even when Cyrus made the decree, and when Cyrus went off the scene and there came another king, and he didn't know anything about the decree that Cyrus made about going up and rebuilding Jerusalem, that there was such opposition that they stopped the work in Jerusalem. And then the prophets came along and started prophesying, why don't you finish your work that you have been doing? So they started up again, and they managed to find the decree of Cyrus. So the king gave them permission to continue with the work in Jerusalem. And when Nehemiah went out to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem, there was such great opposition that they had to have people on guard with weapons to fight off those people that were trying to stall them. And you can see in this day and age, it's the same concept, how there are so many forces out there to stop the work of God, how they're trying to stop that temple from being built. And really, when you will look at it, it's all about stopping the plan of God with getting that temple built there in Jerusalem on mm-hmm. the Mount Moriah. And you can see that there's even voices here in America on the far right that will oppose Jerusalem and the movement that's going mm-hmm. on in Israel. Tucker Carlson, and there are so many like that are not even relevant to mention. But see, they are picking it up from the wrong spirit mm-hmm. in the spirit well. Trying to hinder God's work from being fulfilled. But you can read, they will question, where is it in the scripture that it says that blessed is the one who blesses you and curses is the one who curses you? It says that right in Numbers 24, where if you bless Israel, you will be blessed. If you curse them, you'll be cursed, just like Balaam was cursed in the end when he went out and tried to curse the people, the Israeli people, as they were dwelling in tents in safety. And he, in the end, he got killed by Israel when they went into war. He was killed, Balaam, and that was his end, was destruction. And you can see that that's going to be the same outcome with people that are going against the work of God. They're not going against Israel. They're going against God. And that's the scary part, because your end is not going to come to a good end, because we can learn from history what happens to people that go against God. And so this work is going to continue, because the Word of God has declared it. It has already been established that that's what's going to happen. So you can see that in the end, that temple is going to be built there on the mount, and Jerusalem will be established, and the walls and all their property will be restored to them. And no matter who tries to come up against them, just like in the days of Nehemiah, even though it was kind of a weak wall, it wasn't the structure that Herod built, And when he fenced it up, the temple and everything back in the days of Herod, but it was prophecy being fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that people don't realize, is the prophecy will come to pass, that there's going to be a temple and Israel is going to be established, and it's been taking a century now, mm-hmm, of it coming to pass. But it says when the fig tree and all trees will start to bear fruit. So you see, you can see that a fig tree doesn't just bear fruit in a day. It's a process of how it comes to pass. And then Israel will be established no matter what anybody tries to say. And that's why the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson is so relevant, because they made us aware of the day and hour we're living in, especially in the ministry of Brother Jackson, when he talked about the miracle war and Ezekiel war and the many prophecies he brought out in the scripture pertaining to Israel and the nation of Israel.
And we're just continuing on with the program, and Israel will be restored, because Beckett will get that time once again, restore Israel. There is coming a time when it's going to be restored. And if all you got to do is open your ears and your eyes, and you can see that we're now living in that time frame where Israel is being restored, and there's not enough devils in hell to try to stop it. When the time, the fullest of time comes, there was that angel coming down to Mary. When the fullness of time come, there was that flood. Everything has been mapped out before the foundation of the world. It's just a matter of time now. Just up the road here, there's the day of the Lord coming. There's the judgment, and there's the separation of the goats and the sheep. And right now, what's on now is the 70th week of Daniel is on, and you can sit back and relax. Like I say, I thought we were going to talk about something else, but you know, you got to be soft before the Lord, because that's the only thing that matters right now. Right today, but the only thing that matters is to know the day and hour that we're now living in, and the restoration of Israel is on. All you gotta do, turn on your YouTube, turn on a little bit of a news channel, and you can see the wars and rumors of war, things going on in Israel that no man can stop. They can't hurry it up, they can't stop it, and it's all gearing towards the building of the temple, because the Bible says that Jerusalem will become a burdensome stone, and he's going to destroy all these nations that are coming against Israel. That United Nation is just set up by Satan. When Satan was done with Hitler, and then he formed the United Nations, which was just 10 times worse than Hitler ever thought of being. Mm-hmm. And see, that's just Satan trying to stop God's plan, trying to stop the Word of God, because Satan knows his time is short, and he's trying to stop that his judgment from coming.
That's
he's
right.
trying to stop it from that angel coming down, throw him into hell, because he knows the Bible. He knows the Bible better than we do, and he knows that's his destiny, that's his future, and he's trying to stop his future from happening. That's why I see these wars and these rumors of war. Behind it is all the spirit of Satan using mankind, and then he's going to try to stop the coming of the Lord when Jesus comes back and meets out Satan's doom, and then he's going to try to make war with him that's coming back, with him that sits on the white horse. It's all in the Bible. We don't have to worry about nothing. It's all mapped out for us. All we got to do is read the blueprint, and we got to just live as if we believe it. You know, you and I, we're living as if it was real to us. To you and I, this thing is so real that it's more real than reality itself. The world that we're living in is just a phony world. It's nothing. But it's the Word of God that's real to us. This thing that we're living now, we're living in the restoration of Israel, it's so real to us. We can see it, and we can talk about it, and we can live and adjust our life to exactly what's going on out there. And that's exactly what's going on. The coming of the Lord is nigh at hand. We're living in it, and it kind of ticks me off when I see people, they don't like that Chuck Holes and the different ones that are out there trying to sell their platform and everything. Not one word about the day and hour we're living in. They're completely disconnected from reality. Mm-hmm. Then you got it all around you. All you got to do, all you need is a little bit of scripture. Mm-hmm. Will you at that time once again restore Israel? Well, you could, if you open your eyes, you can see that's going on right now. So why won't you talk about it? Once you know that the restoration of Israel is on, you and everybody knows that you only got 7 years. And that for that to run its course, and like we keep saying over and over again, it started on October the 15th, because we have it from the ministry of Brother Jackson, where he said, if the calendar is right. Well, we found out the calendar's out 17 mm-hmm. years. You can subtract 17 years from what it says to 2025 now, and you come exactly right what Brother Jackson said, 2004 and a half. And you see, you and I, we got it. It's the only thing you have to listen to what we're saying and believe it and live accordingly. It's not going to take us by surprise. Like, we're not children of the night that that day will come upon us unaware. We're aware where we are in time and we're preparing ourselves. And right up the road here, there's going to be a rapture. We don't know the day of that and the hour of that, but we do know the day and hour of the restoration of Israel. That's why we're putting it out there every day. That's all we talk about. And just because that's what's out in the atmosphere. And we're picking it up from the Spirit. The Spirit speaketh expressly. We heard that voice come out of her, my people. Mm-hmm. Come out of these religious systems. And we're just moving along with the Spirit, because mm-hmm. that's all we've ever done in our life. We've allowed the Word of God to lead and guide us, and that's where we are today. But here it is in time, the Spirit speaketh expressly. And that's what we're here. That's what we're talking about.
That's right. And it will come to pass. And all these things that we see happening in Israel are actually prophetic implications. Mm-hmm. They are very significant to the day and hour we're living in, what's happening in Israel, because it is that time frame that we're living in, because it's all being restored. Why is it being restored? It's for the temple to be built, for the millennium reign to bring in everlasting righteousness. And all the prophecies in Daniel chapter 9, the 6 points will come to pass in the week of Daniel, like the iniquity will be dealt with, the sin part, bringing in everlasting righteousness. That temple will be built to bring in the millennium reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what the devil is trying to stop. And he's got many voices who are trying to stop it as well, even here in America. And with voices like Tucker Carlson, is because some of them are being paid by Qatar to say the things that they do. That's why a lot of people get crippled by money and power, is because whenever Qatar has a lot of money, and then they fund these people, and then they have to be puppets to them, and they mm-hmm. have to speak what they want them to speak. But we are not obligated to speak on for anybody outside of what the Word of God and what the Lord has allowed us to see in the hour of time we're living in. We are not obligated to nobody that funds, gives you money, because the Lord called us to out when we were very young and prepared us for this very day and hour we're living in. So we can speak on the things that He's done in this day and hour, so we can be prepared and people can prepare themselves.
Like we're always saying, the Lord treats us better than we would ever treat ourselves. Like we've been telling Him time and time again how good the Lord has been to us, because mm-hmm. He made, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. He made sure that this thing that we're talking here, we're not depending on somebody else's money. He gives us, like I say, He gives us more than $1 million could give us. And on top of that, He gives us 24 hours safety. He gives us these heavenly bodyguards. And I just seen it yesterday again. If you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, if you don't have that angelic force protecting you and your family from all this wickedness that come out there, and that people say to this day, they say, well, we'll just call up 911. We'll call the police force. I'm afraid there will be no police force. Everything all will be. The only police force that you're going to have It's that angelic pleas for. And if you don't haven't done nothing to accumulate and to entertain these heavenly hosts, then you're not going to be protected. You're just going to be an open thing. You and your children will just be... It'll just be an open door for the devil to come and destroy.
That's right. What good was the protection, the walls around Jerusalem and everything, when the time came when Nebuchadnezzar came with his army and Titus came with his army and destroyed it. And there was no protection left. Mm-hmm. When God says the time of judgment is here, it is coming. Amen. And nothing can stop it, no wall. No 911, no police force, nothing. When God says those doors are open and you have only one protection, of what have you done to prepare yourself for the day and hour you're living in?
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just had a conversation, Lord, when your disciples ask, will you at that time restore Israel, and we know that we're in that time frame. We've been in that time frame for a while now, but we can see the end of time approaching very rapidly, because you prepared us through the a ministry that you had on this earth, Lord. You had a prophet that walked this land, Lord. So we just want to help people to understand what you've done in the day and hour we're living in, so that they can prepare themselves for your coming. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.